The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Oftentimes we'll go out in the garden to take a look at how everything is growing, and either leaves will be eaten to pieces or plants are dying for no apparent reason. That's when you need to become a detective. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and today I want to give you a few tips on becoming a sleuth in your garden. I had quite the wake-up call this summer when I went away for a few days and I came home and the leaves of my squash, my winter squash, summer squash, pumpkins, even some of the cucumbers were practically skeletonized. Since I was trying a couple of different experiments, I was devastated because this would really mess up what I was hoping to achieve. Plus, I really wanted the produce. So the first thing I do when I have a question is I go to the internet anymore. I go to my gardening communities online. I go to websites like plantersplace.com, and I start researching to find out what other gardeners are experiencing. First, I look locally, and then I start looking nationally. If that doesn't work, and I'm asking gardener friends right along the way, then I will go to Extension. That is extraordinarily valuable resource that just about every one of us have in their local community. Extension offices and the master gardeners that work with them are affiliated with the university. And so what they know is all science-based. So you're not going to find kind of old remedies that may or may not work unless they have been proven. But you have a really excellent resource. The cool thing is I know so many of our master gardeners around here, and they're so enthusiastic and so knowledgeable. You know, and one was even willing to put it underneath his microscope. He has a microscope that is hooked up to the computer. It has a camera on it. So he could take a picture of the leaves, he could see if there are any insects on those leaves, and a lot of times we could figure out what's going on. And so that is one way to do it. And when the master gardeners don't know, another option is to go to entomologists. At Montana State University in Bozeman, we have some extraordinarily knowledgeable people there, and even then, I said, you know, sent them pictures, this is what's going on, and none of us could really figure it out. They recommended I go out at night with a headlight on and see what's happening, and even then I couldn't find it. So I ended up having to just kind of freewheel, and that's the hard part, is when you don't exactly know what's going on, you start grabbing for things. Of course, the first thing I went for is the diatomaceous earth. That's my go-to for just about anything. And sprinkled that on, did not do a thing. My next thought was to grab some BT, the Bacillus thuringiensis, which is a naturally occurring bacterium that really does well on many, many pests. I wasn't able to find that locally. So I ended up with a neem-based product that I sprayed on all the leaves. And by now, this is probably a week out that I've been searching and trying to figure out what was going on. And then by the time I applied the neem product, I had already lost some plants, and here others were beyond hope. But the ones that I did spray that were healthy enough to hang on, that did the trick. So the bad news is we never did figure out what it was. The entomologist thought it might be a beetle of some sort because of the nature of the feeding on the leaves, but we couldn't identify it. So thankfully, even though we couldn't pinpoint it, I know if the leaves look like that next year, if they're skeletonized in appearance practically overnight, I'm going to go grab the neem and take care of the problem. So if you have an issue in your garden, like I said, start locally. Start with friends who are gardeners. Start with local garden groups. Go on to Extension, and then even go further onto diagnostic labs that are available to you. And if nothing else, then you just got to start grabbing things and seeing what works. Be sure to make notes so the next time when somebody has the problem, they're going to be coming to you for answers. For more information on this, some of my experiences in the garden, go to plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.